Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Mason. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Barton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The right fielder, Rod Gasper. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to second. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lanier scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive towards first. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0 for 1 in the game. Gasper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lanier is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 0 in the game. McCormick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Mason moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mason moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mason tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-2 in the game. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-2 in the game. Barton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a pop-up towards third. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick strikes out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mason hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Amos Otis pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-3 in the game. Gasper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Jones moves to third. It's Giants, 3, Mets, 3. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Ed Charles. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Art Shamsky. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Swoboda moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Ron Taylor now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got two RBIs. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.